Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe that you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
I want to teach you about dreams. Somebody say, become a dreamer. It is very important to dream. To what?
To dream.
Now, when you read the Bible, you will find quite a number of different ways that God speaks to people. Now, the blanket word that the Bible normally uses is what we call visions. So God speaks a lot in visions. But when you hear the word vision,
vision,
it can be one of many things. So biblically, we are shown three types of visions. One of them is what we call a trance. Somebody say a trance. Come with me quickly to the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 9 to 13. Acts chapter 10, verse 9 to 13. Are you there?
Amen.
Read it for me quickly.
Acts chapter 10, verse 9. The next day, as they went on their journey and drew near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. Then he became very hungry and wanted to eat. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened.
He fell into a what?
A trance.
A trance. Okay, continue.
And saw heaven opened, an object like a great sheet bound at the four corners, descending to him and let down to the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed animals of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, and birds of the earth. And a voice came to him, rise, kill, and eat.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Peter was having a vision, but this specific vision was called a trance. Now, what is a trance?
Trance ki ingi.
A trance is when your spirit is completely active in the revelation that God is showing you. It's like you yourself go, it's like you are part of the vision. For example, some years ago, the Lord woke me up and he gave me a scissor. Like, have you seen the scissor to cut grass? What is it called?
Scare.
Okay. I thought it had a special name. And he gave me a scissor.
Wile
or a grass cutter. Do you understand?
Amen.
And then he said to me, cut every evil connection to your life. And in one of those revelations, I saw myself going back from my father's side of the family in the house that we used to live in, Pietermaritzburg. So it's almost as though it was physical. I literally went there. So I was having what we call a trance. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Now, the second type of vision that we have is what we normally call open visions.
Sesing sibitso gore ke an open vision.
The same Acts chapter 10, let's read from verse 1 to 3.
Acts chapter 10, verse 1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devoted man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, an open vision is where it's like you see the natural and at the same time you see the spiritual.
An open vision, ubona mo moyeng o khona bona le mo nameng.
Do you understand? It's like this angel appeared to this gentleman.
Lingelwele lile la iponagatse mo mothong ona.
So that this guy, he was in his home, he could see wherever he was, everything, but he also saw the angel. May you see an angel one of these days.
Amen.
With a special message from heaven.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Oh, yes.
So, when God starts showing you such experiences, you are having what we call open visions. And then finally, we have what we call night vision. Now, this night vision is what we also call a dream.
Gitoro, like horobetsi.
Job chapter 33, verse 14 to 16. Quickly, I'm moving fast. Job chapter 33, verse 14 to 16. Job. I must say Job. Job 83, verse 14 to 16. It's in the Old Testament. Somewhere next to the book of Psalms. Job 33. From verse 14 to 16. Are we there?
Amen.
Right, what does it say? 14.
Job chapter 33, verse 14. For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when the deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds.
In a what?
In a dream.
Uh-huh.
In a vision of the night.
Night vision. We also call it a dream. So, you are sleeping, but you are seeing something.
Urobetsi, mara gona le se o se bonang.
Continue. Up to verse 16.
Then he opened the ears of men and seals their instruction.
Amen.
Amen.
So while you are sleeping, the Bible says that God opens the ear of man and he seals the instruction. Many of you, when you wake up, you know that you have dreamt. Isn't it? So we have these types of visions in the Bible.
Where
the first is a trance. The second is an open vision.
An open vision.
And the third is a night vision. Hallelujah. And it is God who gives all these different types of visions. It's one of the ways that God speaks to us. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
When I became a Christian, my first experience with God's voice was in a dream, night vision. I was asleep. And because he could get my attention while I'm asleep, he continued to speak in dreams. But that is not the only way that God speaks. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, come with me to the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, it's in the New Testament. Ephesians chapter 3,
by Ephesus,
and verse 20. Are you there?
Amen.
Can I show you the fastest way of finding scriptures, please? Very simple. You go to contents page. I hope this Bible has a contents page.
It does, Pastor.
And just look for the book that we have mentioned. In this particular one, Ephesians is 1,424. Page 1,424. Can you see? Found. So you go to contents page, look for the book, look for the page number, and you'll get there very fast. Amen.
Amen.
Don't try to be very spiritual. Just do it like that. It's easier that way. When I started going to church for the first time, I remember the pastor said, go to Deuteronomy. I didn't know where it was. And I was searching. And one lady took my Bible. And she was in Deuteronomy, just like that. Don't try to be that lady. Just go to contents page. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we all in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 now?
Amen.
What does it say, sir?
Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Is there someone whose Bible says imagine? What does it say? Read it for me.
It says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says that God,
Bible re modimo,
is able
wa khona
to do
khuyetsa.
Huh? Read there. Exceedingly,
abundantly,
above all that you can ask or imagine. I like the one that says imagine.
Bible re modimo wa khona go etsa go feta le se wena o khona go senagana.
Imagine means your thoughts, right?
Kamko unaganang.
In other words, God
modimo
is saying that he is going to do more than what you can imagine.
O khona go etsa le go feta se wena o senaganang.
So another way of dreaming is your imagination.
Ke se o se bonang.
Your imaginations are a type of dreaming.
Ge o nagana go ba o kare wa lora.
Are we in the same page?
Amen.
So today,
Kacheku,
I want to encourage the church. And I hope that one day God will give me a platform where I can encourage as many people as I can. That it is so important to dream. It's so important to sit down, just allow your imagination to be loosed, where you think about your future and start imagining a great future. Regardless of your current situation, it's important to have that active imagination. Because what that thing does is that it gives you hope. It energizes you. It gives you as a push. So that you can start chasing the future that you are imagining. He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can think or imagine. So what God is doing is based on what you are dreaming. So if you are not dreaming, if you are not thinking of a great future, then God becomes inactive in your life. His works are determined by your active dreaming. If you can't see anything, then you will not go anywhere and you will not do anything. It's very important to dream. It's extremely important to dream. It's very important. You see, God
Mudimu
is not concerned about your current situation. He's not moved. In fact, the deeper in trouble you are, the more excited he is. And the impossible situation to him is like small things. But the only thing that limits him is your ability to dream, even though you are in that situation you are in. There was a young man called Joseph. One day he was sleeping, minding his own business. And he started dreaming. He saw the stars, the moon, and the sun bowing down to him. Already, God was showing him that, brother, you are very important. Your destiny is great. So every day he was thinking, they're bowing down to me. Can you imagine the sun bowing down to me? Then when he started telling everyone his dreams, everybody hated him and started planning against him. They saw, they put him in a deep hole. They planned to kill him. And eventually they sold him. When he got to, is it Potiphar's house? Everything started going well. And he thought to himself, maybe those dreams I had, this is what God was telling me about. When everything was starting to go well, a foolish woman, I knew you wouldn't say amen.
Amen.
A very strange woman
came
and changed everything around. There he was, walking, just minding his own business.
Joseph Nadi Tamaela Fela.
And the foolish woman came and just undressed herself in front of him. But I like Joseph.
Kirata Joseph.
He had what I call the running anointing.
Nana little toyahotava.
Many brothers don't have that anointing. Push the nearest brother, say it's a good anointing to have.
Amen.
Joseph didn't say, what are you doing?
Joseph Harewieta Ingi.
He didn't try to, you know, analyze. He ran.
Wile Atava.
And the woman was trying to get and grab the jacket, and the jacket fell.
Wile Atswara jacket yagare.
Joseph didn't try to explain to the woman and try to negotiate with her. He ran.
Halika hubledisana lena uile atava.
Mamruta, I think the sisters must also have a running anointing.
Yeah.
I like that, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. May God baptize you with the running anointing in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
There are some situations you don't need to try and analyze. You run. Don't try to be spiritual at that point. You must run. When Johnny Bravo says, you know, I want you to come and visit. We meet there by the street where everyone can see us. No, you're not saying amen. In the full public, everyone must see us. Some of you don't agree with what I'm saying. In fact, you're spoiling my message. What was I saying? The guy ran.
We let Taba Joseph.
So when Potiphar came back,
he Potiphar abuwa.
The wife lied.
Abulela maka.
So this guy tried to rape me.
Are uli kile khorobala lenna.
And to cut the long story short, they arrested Joseph.
Baileba tswara Joseph.
Now, in that state,
kayona na koyeu.
You would expect him to be forever discouraged. You would expect him to be sulking, and you know, you could see that this guy is down.
No.
But rather, even in the prison, he was still dreaming. Pastor, how do you know?
Muruti utiba biang.
He was just walking around and he noticed two gentlemen who were down.
Na tsamaya fela abona batho ba babedi ba le gore bane ba le kotlase.
And he was like, brothers, what's wrong?
Ba re botata ke ingi.
And he was trying to cheer them up.
Na lika go ba gothatsa.
In the prison.
Kotrongong.
You can't cheer people up unless you also you have a cheerful spirit.
O ka se gothatse batho e le gore wena ga wa gothatsega.
they told him their dreams and they said, "We are down because we dreamt and we don't know what these dreams mean." Joseph said, "Don't worry, it is God who gives interpretation to dreams."
Joseph,
in other words, my life is not the way I want it to be. In other words, I'm not where I want to be as yet, but I still have a connection to God. I still hear the voice of God. I'm still close to God. My future is better than my today. And indeed, he had the connection. And he came and he interpreted the dreams. And exactly as he said, it happened to these gentlemen's lives. And eventually, God fulfilled his dreams. He never stopped dreaming, regardless of the situations he was facing. So if you want to see God manifesting himself strongly in your life, make sure that you never stop dreaming. When this thing jumped into my spirit, I said, "Lord, are you sure of what you are saying? That you can do above my imaginations?" Because I can imagine, instead of just imagining a house with a swimming pool, I can imagine a house with three swimming pools. Can you do more than that?
No.
And God says, "I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or even imagine. As long as you will never stop dreaming, I will perform it." The only thing that limits God
is
your dreams. Many of us have accepted that the situation will forever be like this. This morning, as I was getting ready to come to church, I was imagining myself preaching. Imagining myself preaching. And I was imagining myself asking God to do something. That, "God, I want you to fix problems that people don't even know they have." And I was just thinking about that woman who prepared a place for Elijah, prepared a table, etc. Prepared a room for him. And Elijah told Gehazi, said, "What can we do for this woman?" And Gehazi said, "She doesn't have a child." Before even that, they went to the woman and said, "What can we do for you?" The woman said, "I'm good, I'm sorted." So according to her, she had no problem. The man of God went and asked Gehazi, said, she says she has no problems. What can we do? Only to find that she had a problem, but she had accepted it, that it will forever be like that. Gehazi said, "This woman doesn't have a child." Many of us, we have accepted certain things that we shouldn't accept. We don't even bother God about it anymore. We've accepted it. This is it. Some of you don't see yourself driving.
Oh, me?
Drive. One day the Lord showed me that he wants to give someone a car. So I went to them, I said, can you drive? She said, no. I said, go get a license.
Quick.
Can I tell you, till today she doesn't have a license? So she can't drive. And God spoke to me twice, and God was going to give her a car for free. God showed me exactly. My advice to her was, go do a license, because you see, you must dream. If she doesn't see herself when she calculates, now then I have to pay Ellerins, then I have to pay Mr. Price, I can't get a car. Tell her, never say, you must dream.
You must dream.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. I want to show you that God expects you to dream. He wants you to dream. He wants you to see a better future. He wants you to believe that your tomorrow can be better than your today. Hebrews 11 and verse 1.
Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible.
Read it one more time.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God created this earth, had somebody come and showed him before, say, okay, you know, that we can, the earth looks like this, we can do this. Did someone show God? So where would it come from? His imaginations. And out of his imaginations, he birthed what we call the earth today. Can you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
There was no photocopy that he saw from somewhere and then brought it here. It was in him. And he produced it. Come with me also to Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 18. Quickly, when you get there, read. Genesis 13, verse 14 to 18.
Genesis chapter 13, verse 14. And the Lord God said to Abram, after Lord had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see.
All the land that you what?
You see.
I can't hear you.
You see.
Mm-hmm. I give to you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendant also could be numbered.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God demanded Abraham to see.
Mudimu nanyaka Abraham
to dream,
abone, alore,
to imagine.
Anagane.
I can hear your amens.
Amen.
Many of us have given up on our dreams. And giving up on your dream is giving up on your future. God requires you to believe before he can act. Many of us have stopped seeing. God can change your story. God can make you great. You know, I recently heard that a certain gentleman bought 150 cars and gave them to the government mahala.
Government for free.
And he said, these cars are for the police. I want people to be safe. Have you been to the police station and say, hey, we have no cars? When that man heard that story, he said, I will buy 150 cars. I never want to hear anyone saying I don't have any car. You can do your own calculations how much money that is. God can do anything. One day, Solomon was dreaming. And God appeared in the dream. And he said, what would you want me to do for you? Solomon said, Lord,
Solomon ar mudimo,
give me wisdom.
Ar mfebotlhale.
Because the position I'm in, I'm taking care of your people. I want to take care of them well. The Lord said, because of what you have asked, I will give you everything else that you have not asked for. Solomon became the wealthiest person who ever lived.
Solomon,
that one day a certain queen came to visit him.
Queen,
the Bible says when he saw Solomon's servants, how they were dressed, how wealthy they are, the servants, the Bible says she was overwhelmed and she fainted. God can do anything. God can touch anybody's life. There's no hole that is too deep that God cannot take you from. Regardless of your mistakes, God can still take you from there and build you and make you great in the name of Jesus. All you need to do is see it. That's all. Today you may not have a job. Tomorrow God can make you a super employer. When you talk about your company, you can say, you know, I have about 500 people working for me. I have 1,500 people working for me. Push your neighbor, say, God can do anything.
God can do anything.
No, please wake them up so that they can believe. He can do anything. You just need to see. Can you see? May your dreams come back in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I think that's why God likes children. Because a child can believe anything. You may not even have a car, but your child can see a plane and say, Mommy, can you please buy me that plane? That time you yourself, you don't have a car. But they can believe that you can buy a plane. Then you lie and say, I'll buy it for you next week, okay? Thank you, Mommy. Thank you, Daddy. They believe.
Ba dumela bana.
But you have allowed life to talk to you too much.
Wena o dumetse bophelo bo bolele le wena.
Your dad who can do anything.
Ntate wa
gago. Who can actually buy you the plane?
O a ka gorekela sefofane.
When you pray, say, Lord, I don't have sugar.
Mudimo akina tsikiri.
I don't have salt.
Akina
lekwane. Such serious tongues for sugar and salt. When God wants to make you great,
Mudimo batla go godisa.
That he wants to give you a sugar factory. That everyone in South Africa is eating your sugar. You know, I believe God can do anything. My father,
Ntate waka,
he told me that he used to catch a train for 1 rand something. He used to buy a weekly ticket for 1 rand something.
Ntate waka o ile a mbotsa gore na reka ticket ka 1 rand something.
And he told me he was a gardener.
Na neli a gardener.
My father.
Ntate waka.
Gardener. By the time he died, he bought me a car.
Pili a tlokofala o ile a reka koloi.
God can do anything.
Modimo akaetsa tsotlhe.
Doesn't matter where you are.
Go se khathale gore o kae.
If you can just see your future.
Ge o ka bona bokamoso ba gago.
God will perform it.
Modimo akaetsa.
I can do exceedingly.
Nkaetsa le go feta.
Abundantly.
Go feta.
Above all. That you can ask or even imagine. Today all you're doing is ironing. Tomorrow you can own an ironing company.
Oka owner an ironing company.
A cleaning company.
Company
a gardening company.
Company a garden.
You can have various of them.
Oka ba
I've noticed that people who have businesses, they have more than one.
But baba na le dikgwebo ba na le tsemalwa.
They've got this company, they've got that company, they've got about 5 companies running in the same time.
Ba na le tsedinchi ene dia bereka kana ko a one.
And many of them are even unbelievers. How much more you?
Bunchi ba bona ga ba
dumela. Who is a child of God? The problem is that the devil has blinded your eyes.
Satane o go tswaletse matlo.
You can't see anymore.
Ga o sa kgona go bona.
The only thing you can see is how it cannot happen.
Se o se bonang ke gore o bona ka mkho se se ka se diragale.
So even though you're a child of God, in life you walk like this. But you're a child of God, but
o ngwana modimo.
You are discouraged. You are tired. You are weak.
How na matla?
You are living for breadcrumbs.
Oja tedi wilenge.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Genesis 15, verse 5 to 6.
Genesis chapter 15 verse 5. Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now towards heaven and count the stars, if you are able to number them." And he said to him, "So shall be your descendants be." And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then put your hands together for the word of God. It's powerful. God said, if you can count, what was it?
The stars.
The stars.
ge o ka bala dinaledi.
He said, that's the number of children I will give you.
Ke bana ba ke tla
go bona. That time this guy doesn't even have one child.
Na sna ngwana le o motei.
And he's in his 70s.
Na khudile.
God says, if you can count the stars.
Modim o re ge o ka bala dinaledi.
By the time God had finished with Abraham, even you in Christ, you are a child of Abraham.
Amen.
Indeed, God fulfilled it. Because the Bible says, and he believed. In other words, he accepted it and he could see what God is telling him. So Abraham is still having children till today.
Abraham
and I hear when you get to heaven, one of the first people you meet is Father Abraham. Because you are his child. In Christ.
Moho Christe.
Can you see it?
Na ukhana go bona sen.
Can you dream?
Ukhana go lora.
Oh, Pastor, me have been sending my CV. Then I've been. I'm tired.
Ke lapile.
God just wants you to believe.
Modimo o batla o dumele.
He wants you to believe.
O batla o dumele.
Some of you, your children have gone haywire. If you can believe, if you can see a better future for them, God will do beyond your wildest imagination. If you can only
believe.
What does that mean? It means you must see. You know, someday I was watching a documentary about Mandela.
And
I was just watching, minding my own business. And nearing the end of it, the Lord spoke to me. The Lord said, I want you to notice something about this man. He was in prison for how many years?
27 years.
27 years is not a short time.
27 years has to see back as a senior.
It's a long time. Put your name and say, it's a long time.
It's a long time.
But the Lord said to me, I want you to notice that when he came out, listen to his speech. Listen to how he talks. And I realized that this man is very, you know, his words are articulate. Any subject you bring to him, he's got an articulate answer for it. And he said something. He said, when we were in prison, we used to study. We're studying economics.
Ribala economics.
How can a prisoner be thinking that when they come, what are they going to do with the economics in prison? But you can see that even though they were in prison, being under an oppressive apartheid system, they were still dreaming
for a better future.
I said, wow. Had he stopped dreaming, when he came out of prison, he would have never been president. Because he wouldn't have been preparing himself for the future that he could see, even though he was in a darkest hole. Many of you have stopped preparing yourself for your future because you have stopped dreaming. So that even when God can bring the opportunity today, you will not be able to hold it with both hands because you're not doing the things that prepare you for the future that God has for you. And the Lord showed me that this is the same story of Joseph.
Key story, sir, Joseph.
even though his family sold him, tried to kill him, he went to Potiphar's house, they wrongly accused him, and he was jailed. He was still dreaming. Then one day, the king had two dreams. One of the pharaohs of Egypt. And he was also down. Because sometimes when you dream, when you wake up, you feel that these dreams are important, but I don't know what they mean. And one of the guys who was in prison, he said, "My king, what's wrong?" And he said, "I have a dream, but I don't know what it means." And the guy said, "There's a guy that I met in prison." And he said, "He told me my dream and it came exactly to pass." And the king said, "Bring that guy." When Joseph had the dreams, he interpreted them.
Joseph
and the king said, "I see that the Spirit of the Lord is in you." The king said, "Listen, I will not just give you a position, but you will be my number two. The only person who will be higher than me, than you, is me." May you be higher than your boss. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's only possible if you keep dreaming. Joseph had enough right to give up on God long ago.
Joseph nana li tukelo ya gore a tlogele modimo.
I mean, if your family rejects you, throws you in a hole, they attempt to kill you, your own flesh and blood. Is that not enough to say, "God, you have given up on me"? Being imprisoned and you've done nothing wrong. Isn't that enough to give up on God? But he never gave up. He kept believing. And he kept dreaming. And eventually God said, "Now I will show you who I am." And he ran the superpower country of the time. Because he never gave up on dreaming. Ladies and gentlemen, my keyboardist abandoned me in a very critical time. Someone say critical, critical.
Critical time.
It doesn't matter. I still see the future. It never goes away from me. Many will come and go. As long as don't stop dreaming. God will perform it. To him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or even imagine. May he perform it in your life.
Amen.
May God perform your dreams.
Amen.
May God fulfill your dreams.
Amen.
May you become a dreamer.
Amen.
May you ever see yourself greater and greater every day.
Amen.
May you see yourself moving from glory to glory.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the living God, who is able.
Wakhona.
Is able.
Wakhona.
Even when you have become great, God can make you greater.
Lege ole o mogolo a ka go dira o be mogolo thata.
One of the men of God in scripture,
o mong o re bala ka yena wa baruti mo mangwalong.
The Bible says that there was a drought and a famine.
Bible re go ne go omile, go na le tlala.
And everyone was going to Egypt.
Ba botle ba ne ba ya go Egypt.
And God said, "No, not you. You stay."
Modimo are wena dula.
The Bible says he planted seed in the dry place.
Bible re uile abiala dipeo mo tulong e ne e womile.
And the Bible says that the man became great.
Bible re uile aba o mogolo.
To the point that the king in that country.
Go fitlhela kgosi ya tulo eo.
Listen to what I'm saying. The king in that country came to him and said, look, we notice you are great now. Please don't harm us. Let's live in peace. May Ramaphosa come to your house and say, look,
ash.
Let's talk, please. Let's talk. May God do it in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Can you believe it?
La wa dumela sena.
The reason I'm preaching this message is just because I heard the voice of the Lord and he said to me,
"Kutlile modimo are
dreams,
ditoro
are a sign,
ke letshwayo
of the potential,
la dikgonagalo
that is in you."
Tselo gore di ka mo go wena.
If you can dream, it means that what you are seeing, I've given you the potential to accomplish it, to fulfill it, to achieve it. What do you see? Push your neighbor and say, what do you see?
What do you see?
May God awaken your dreams in the name of Jesus. Maybe we must start talking to each other and when we meet each other, say, Dr. Tulane.
Wow.
What do you think?
It's powerful.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, just for 5 more minutes, I want to give you a warning. As much as it is good to dream, you must understand that dreams have different sources.
Ditoro di laolwa ke dilo tse fapaneng.
You may be dreaming, but that dream can be coming from any source. Now there's 4 sources of dreams that I want to quickly tell you about. The first one,
Yamatomo,
is the Holy Spirit. Or to simplify, it is God. In the Job 33 that we read, you see that while you are sleeping, God speaks. So God gives dreams. Can you agree with me?
Amen.
Come with me quickly to the book of Joel. Joel. Chapter 2. Is it verse 28? Yeah, verse 28. Are you there? Joel chapter 2.
Amen.
From verse 28. Yes, read.
Joel chapter 2 and verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
I will do what?
I will pour out my spirit.
Who's that?
the Lord.
He's going to pour out his spirit, talking about who? The Holy Spirit, isn't it?
Amen.
Okay, continue.
Your sons and daughters shall prophesy.
So, this is the product of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Prophecy. Yeah.
Your old men shall dream dreams.
So the Holy Spirit produces dreams. Somebody say, God causes us to dream.
God causes us to dream.
So that's one of the first sources.
Kisama tomo sena.
But the problem is that he's not the only source.
Ha, si se fela.
The other source is what we call your daily activities.
Se o se dira mo letsatsing.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3, quickly. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 3. Yes.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 3. For a dream comes through much activity.
A dream comes through what?
Much activity.
What does that mean? It means that, you know, currently I think, for example, matrics are writing exams.
Amen.
So, because you are busy studying, you are busy preparing for the exams. Even when you sleep, you dream yourself writing exam, writing a test, failing, passing. All that dream has been produced by the activities you are doing at that particular time.
Toro eo e itlisitswe ke se o se dirang.
Lately I've been very busy and stressed at work.
Ne ke bereka thata ko merekong lately.
And often I'm telling Mam Ruta, I say I couldn't sleep.
Ga ke a robala.
Because every time I close my eyes, I'm thinking of my deadlines, thinking all about all the things that I need to produce at work. So dreams, one of the sources of dreams is your daily activities. Are we together?
Amen.
Hey, then this dangerous one. Another source is the flesh. Your flesh can produce dreams.
Nama ya gago e kgona go fa toro.
You are walking.
What's a Maya?
And Johnny Bravo greets you.
Johnny Bravo, ba go dumedisha.
When you go sleep, you dream Johnny Bravo.
How ya khorobala wa molora?
Is the flesh.
Kinama.
Push and ever say, is the flesh.
It's the flesh.
You know, at times, I'm very wary to teach about the voice of God. Like I'm reserved about it. Because sometimes when you teach people about the voice of God, people will come to you and say, you know, Pastor, the Lord spoke to me, and say, you know, Sister Tuarelo, she's the one.
Tswarelo ke ena.
You know, that time is not the Lord.
Kana ko yo ga se modimo.
It could be the flesh.
E ka banama.
I told you one day,
ke le ka gobotsa ka letsatsi le lengwe.
In a Bible school, not even, you know, somewhere else, in a Bible school.
Go Bible school.
There was a certain spiritual brother there.
Ne gona le avuti ko.
And when they had just finished graduating, you know, they were about to be sent. About 3 or 4 different sisters at different times came to this brother and said, brother, you know, the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord said that you are the one.
are
to get married. When that sister left, another one came and said the same message. When that one left, another one came and said the same message. People don't seem to understand that there are different sources of dreams. When you have dreamt something, when you have seen something, what you have to determine is, what is the source of what I have just seen? Is it God? Is it because I'm thinking about this thing a lot? Is it because of what I'm going through in life? Is it my flesh? Pastor, how will I know if it's my flesh? The flesh always leads you to sin. I say that again. The flesh always leads you to sin. Pastor, I'm in love. I hear you. Let's just find the source. The other source of dreams is Diablos, the devil.
Satan.
He can also produce dreams.
Satan o khona go dira gore o lore.
Go to the book of Matthew chapter 4. From verse 8.
Matthew chapter 4 and verse 8. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain.
Who took him up?
The devil.
Is it in your Bible?
Yes.
Satan. Took who up?
Jesus.
Can you imagine? He's even giving Jesus dreams. Continue reading.
And showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.
Hey. So Satan took Jesus to a high place and said, look, see.
Bona.
I'll give it to you. If you bow down to me. And obviously he will show you something you like. You like a Range Rover, he'll show you a Range Rover. Sport even. And you will hear it. You will hear. And you say, oh man. But the source was the devil. And Jesus was trained enough in his spirit to say that, this does not come from God. It comes from the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God really wants you to dream. But he doesn't want you to just dream any dream. He wants you to see the things that he's showing you. Because God has no business fulfilling Satan's dreams. He's got no business fulfilling the dreams of your flesh. But his business is fulfilling the dreams that he gives you. So our job is training our spirit to the point that your spirit can discern or recognize which voice is talking to you. Can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
When you have learned to discern and to receive the dreams that come from God. You see, when it is God who speaks, He puts speed on the things that you dream. And it's supernatural. Someone say supernatural.
Supernatural.
Here am I leaving my job to be a full-time pastor, minding my own business. Can you see me minding my own business?
Amen.
Then one lady comes to me at church, at work, and she said, I had a dream. Then she said, I want to help you, so that you can still get a salary for the next 6 months. I said, it must be only Jesus. I'll be sitting at home doing God's work and someone will be paying me.
Hey.
No, you don't look shocked. I mean, I'm shocked. Sitting at home. When you are fulfilling the dreams that God has given you, it produces power. So all I've come to tell you today is you must keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. Never give up on your dreams. Don't allow your situation to speak to you. Keep seeing what God is showing you. Keep believing in what God is showing you. Keep going for what God is showing you. No matter how bad the situation may be, nothing is impossible with your God. If you are putting your hands together, put them well for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet and thank the Lord for what He is doing in our lives. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so grateful with what You are doing in our lives, for teaching us, reminding us that we should not give up on the things which we believed before, the things which we saw them possible before, the things that we had so hope, things that we looked up for, that Lord, we could have them. But when life happened, Father, we gave up on our dreams.
Praise somebody.
We are so grateful for reminding us that we should not give up on our dreams. We should not give up on the things that we saw, we believed, we saw ourselves turning into, becoming into. Father, we are praying and thanking You for reminding us that what we need to do is only believe. Is only believe in You, O Father, that You are able to do exceedingly, exceedingly. Lord, we are able to do above far what we can see. Ah, thank You, Father, for this beautiful word that You gave to us. I pray that, Lord, moving forward, the dreams that we had will rise again in us. Will come again to life. Will begin to see again. Will begin to dream again. Believing that, Lord, You will fulfill us. Because we saw in Your word. We saw, we read in Your word. We saw in Your word that, Lord, You are able to do. That, Father, You are able to do above how we can even imagine. Lord, we believe Your word. We believe Your word, Father. That our dreams that we had, our dreams that we had, will come to pass. We'll see them. We'll see them. We'll see them. Father, we are thanking You for reminding us, for teaching us that your moving depends on what we are able to see. Ah, we are so grateful, Father, for reminding us.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now, Lord, my God, my King, my Father,
yes,
the loverer of my soul, I humble myself before Your throne today. Lord, as Your children, We want to be pleasing to you. We want to fulfill the things that you want fulfilled on the earth. You have positioned us in Naumapias.
Yes.
I ask that Naumapias will be transformed. Naumapias will be warm. I pray in the name of Jesus that everyone in Naumapias, from extension 1 to extension 8 to extension 24, let them know that you are alive and that you love them and that you have a great future for them. We avail our lives and ourselves, our time, our minds, our hearts, our strength for your use, so that somebody else can know that Jesus is alive and love them to the point that he died for them. Use us so that somebody can become the people you have destined them to become.
Yes, Father.
We want to align ourselves to you, Father, and to the destiny that you have given us.
Yes.
We reject and refuse the dreams that come from the devil, from the flesh, even from daily business. Mm. And we only accept the dreams that come from the Father, so that we may be pleasing to him.
Yes.
We have prayed as your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you agree with me, can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name.
We believe amen. You've been blessed by this message. For inquiries, please call us on 081-81-60153 or send us an email at healingfireministries@outlook.com.